If you're in search of the perfect family outing this weekend, then look no further than the Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee Festival. Also, stick around for our No Jamaica segment. Food festivals are a great way to spend quality time with your family. They present a wide range of options for you and your loved ones to have fun while learning about and enjoying some great food. The Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee Festival, set for March 23 to 25, will offer all that and much more. Come experience everything about Jamaican coffee in the cool surroundings of the Blue and Junkra Mountains. The event is being organized by the Ministry of Tourism in partnership with the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. Here's a little taste of what to expect on Saturday.
The festival is all things coffee, culinary and culture. We will have barista competitions, food demonstrations, live music, cultural entertainment with Charleston Maroons. We have Taurus Riley performing live. It's going to be a fun-filled day up in the mountains. And for Saturday, it's important for me to say that we are running a shuttle service between UTIC and Newcastle because there will be no parking at Newcastle.
Senior Tourism Network Strategist, Tourism Linkages Network, Simone Harris.
On Sunday, we close out the activities with a coffee-infused brunch at Strawberry Hill, but we are also promoting our Jamaica Blue Mountain Culinary Trail experience. So we're encouraging members of the public to come out and explore the Blue Mountains, curate their own stops along the culinary trail, whether it be going to Creighton Estate to get a tour of that estate and learn about Jamaica's rich history and relationship with coffee, stopping at Eats or Cafe Blue or Crystal Edge. They can curate their experience. And that is how we will round out the 3 days of activities, that is the Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee Festival.
So, ensure you come out to the Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee Festival this weekend. Tickets are available at Cafe Blue locations in Ligony and Irishtown. In tourism news this week, 150 students will graduate from the Jamaica Center for Tourism Innovation next month. Upon graduation, the students will receive internationally recognized certification that will allow them to work anywhere in the world. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says, building the capacity of tourism workers and other players remains a key part of the government's growth strategy for the tourism industry. Minister Bartlett has also announced plans to roll out a new tourism training certification program at the high school level.
The first cohort, hopefully, of students who will begin a certification program in high schools will start the new academic year 2018-19. And that will create a career path starting at high school, through to heart, then to universities, then to the JCTI, and Jamaica will have a fully rounded professional cadre of tourism workers for the world.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at the recent Tourism Service Excellence Awards ceremony at the Montego Bay Convention Center. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica segment this week, the Milk River Bath. This mineral spa is located in the southwest corner of Clarendon, about 2 miles south of the village that bears the same name. Owned by the government since its opening in 1794, it now has about 6 public baths and a hotel. According to legend, its warm waters are more radioactive than some other notable spas in England and the Czech Republic. Some of the minerals contained in the bath's healing waters are calcium, magnesium, sodium, and carbonate. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer, saying take care and one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.